The turn of seasons is an opportunity for new growth. I usually spend some time talking about trajectory when I do these kind of meditations, and there'll be a little bit of that today. But for you to listen to this, I want you to make sure you're somewhere where you feel in touch with nature. That varies from person to person, but make sure you can see the outside. Whatever that may mean for you. I'm going to describe what it's like where I am, but everyone's experience is different. That said, the tools that can be used to absorb, learn about, to touch our environs, they're the same tools. The contemplative, allowing things to pass through you, rooted state that we're going to talk about is a useful thing. And science backs up much of it. But you can do your own research and you can think about how it feels. What I invite you to do right now is get somewhere where you do feel in touch with the natural world. Whether you're in contact with the ground or leaves or a tree or in contact just by looking, by staring out, it's close enough. In the same way that if you were deciding to get some sun, you might position yourself so the rays fall upon you, or you might choose to take time in the shade, but still witnessing, still examining, still being aware that there is a sun out there, outside the confines of your everyday. Keep this in mind. Everyone has different levels and tolerances for how they access, touch, put themselves near. And that's what you're going to do here. Near to nature, near to the world. Hear my voice. Let your breathing be regular and slow, methodical. Pick a pace and try to maintain it. Try to maintain the same rate of breathing as I will try to maintain the same leisurely pace of speech. When I'm excited about something, or I enjoy it, or there's a positive memory tied to it, there can be a tendency to speed up, to speak a little quicker, or let my pace get away from me. It can be the same way when there's something that's anxiety-inducing, or that requires full and focused attention. Learning to let those moments flow through you, to let them root out of you, go off in the world and do what they may. The specters of requirement on the one side, and of languid inaction on the other. At the change of things, where the old growth falls away, and new growth is born, things are never quite so clear-cut as they were before. It is difficult to know the precise action you should take to proceed. So breathing, noting, existing can be important. To turn your mind not to the megrims of the past or the busy charring away of the future, but to keep your attention here, to keep it on the moment. On the body you are occupying, to cherish personal time spent being yourself, being the pinch of the hourglass, knowing ahead of you there is future, behind you there is the weight of the past. You exist and live always and every moment of your life at the precise pinch point between those two things, the point through which the sand has to flow for it to get anywhere. You know the system is larger than you, but right now you can take note of that fact and move on anyway. You know there are things outside of you that tick on and on, but you are here at the change of seasons, as I say. The old growth, which was built up, is going to fall away to make room. I mentioned a trajectory. The path you are on. And it's all right to think about your trajectory, about where you're headed and how things have been going, to segment that away from the busy miasma of the mind and put it on your table so you can take apart the trajectory you're on, dissect it into its individual vectors, add them up, and figure out where a little pressure, well applied, could let you rest. Find some mercy for yourself. Find the moments required to breathe and say, here is the alternative path I could push toward that would better achieve what I see as my goal. We all have our goals. We all have our objectives. It's all right to choose yours. It's all right to shift your path in reaction to it, to your own examining closely. Here at the point of change, what happens is your awareness of the world around you passes through you. It arrives, received by your mind, spawned by your environment. And it is in our nature, in the world we live in, to think you have to act upon the awareness of your environment, that each thing happening requires a response, a change. Learn here instead the tool of noting an event and understanding that you can allow it to pass. If you are always defending the gate, always feeling like when you take note of something, you maybe have to act upon it, always wondering or worrying, then that takes much more energy than, oh, here is an event that does not need my input. Here is an event which will happen and grow well enough in its own time. Breathing deep, you can note that event and then let it flow through you. The act of noting it affects the world, including your own mind. In fact, all the words I am saying here, instructive though they may be in places, as to techniques, breathing deep, noting events, accepting that you are entering a period of hibernation before a vector-changing resurgence. Though I am noting these techniques, you are actually using at least one of them right now. There is no need to do anything, external or internal. My knowledge, the things I say, will be incorporated into you, even if you just lay there and note each of my words. Incorporate, integrate, be aware of each of my words. But there's no doing involved. Instead, there is the bliss of inaction. If you just lay where you are, you will receive information. If you just stay where you are, you will know something about the process to come. Because every word I say, breathe deep, please, is just information that enters your head. You decide what to do with it. See the events you experience in life rather than as demanding a response or requiring an action. See them as, here is information presented to you, to the ecosystem of you, and you decide what you do with it. Truly feel like you have that decision. Let yourself drift away from the expectation that you must respond to any particular thing. You always have the choice of inaction, of laying there, of hearing the words, of sitting there, of noting the words, but then doing nothing at all. Inaction and action need to be equally available to you. Because just like speeding up changes your trajectory one way, staying still or slowing down towards staying still can change and shift it the other way. To truly affect the trajectory of your life in a positive way, you must be willing to simply note some events. Your input's not always needed. Your words need not always be said. But you can almost always gain something by observing, noting, considering. Introspection at the turn of seasons has value. both the literal turn of seasons as leaves change or weather shifts, and the figurative one where internally you can always choose to let the words, the ideas, the concepts flow through you as you breathe deeply and you just note that they are happening. You note the status of your body. You be mindfully in the moment. Be the pinch of the hourglass through which all events flow, but which remains unchanged by them. This will help you to think and realize that sometimes, though you've been pushing your trajectory up and up and onward with the hardest hustle you can, the distant point you're aiming for is below where you're headed, and so you will have to relax. You will have to untense. You'll have to live in the moment and just note things without responding to them, so your trajectory can come down, down, and with peaceful understanding and the occasional tool of inaction, you can be far more likely to hit your target. And all it takes is some outside influence to say some words which you note, but needn't act upon. Things which make their way into your mind which you needn't act upon, but which can positively affect your behavior going forward, are just integrated. You osmotically absorb such principles, and you use them. Just absorbing them from your environment. Finding a use for the ideas that are conveyed to you, which are useful. But there's no action you need to take in the now. Just the ones you may take. Realizing that hustling and hustling and hustling can make you overshoot your target. And that considering your place in the world as the pinch of the hourglass, sitting for a moment, calm, reflective, considering your ability, your destiny, your goals, that doing that can sometimes lead you to the conclusion to breathe deep, note where you are, and let everything flow by, your input unneeded, action from you unneeded, given the luxury of consideration, integration, and like the trees resting at the shift of seasons, giving you the luxury of time to emerge changed when you see fit. So give that a think. Maybe there's something useful in it. But if there's nothing you need to take action upon, then maybe some of its lessons are already things you've learned.